We're in Simin Tov Reish Nun Ches. We're up to Siv Dalet. So we learned that on the first day, it says, V'lkachtem lochem bayom arishon. Borrowing a lulav doesn't work. You have to be kona the lulav. Nosna lo amanas lahachziro. If he gave it to you as a matana, amanas lahachzir. It is yours, conditional on your return of it. Hareze yotzebo yidei chavoso, your yotze, umachziro, and then you return it. Shematana amanas lahachzir, shma matana. Matana amanas lahachzir is considered a matana. Vim lo echziro. What happens if you didn't return it? Lo yotze. The halachi is, the one who barred it is not Yotzeik. He violated the terms of the Matana. So the Matana is Batal. Afilu nasno is Damav. Even if you paid for it. Even if you paid for it. Why? Because the person expects you to return it so he can be Yotze with it. He's not interested in money. He's interested in the Lulav. The same thing if you return it to him, but it was Nifsal. It's not Kosher anymore. So that's not a fulfillment of Amanas Lahachzir. What happens, further, Vafilu nenas biyodo, even if an accident happened, Nalach is you're not Yotze, the Mishtabur brings down that with regard to Shomrim, you didn't take it as a Shomer, you took it as a Matana. So you're certainly not Chayef for Onsim, but if you pay for it, if it could be that you were Yotze, if an onus happened. What happens if the no-sane says, Hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti, it's as if I got it. So the chayadim is mistopic, but the mishtabura found the miri, who says, beferish that you are yotze. V'chein im herziro li'achar zman mitzvoso lo yotze. Similarly, if he gives it to you after the zman, you're also not yotze, because there's an umdina that you know he wants it back to use. Now, what happens if he has another lulav? So you are yotze. Not only that, but you're yotze if you lose it and you pay for it. With regard to la'achar zman, so if the baal haluvav was already yotze that day, then you're allowed to return it the next day. You just can't return it after yontif. Whereas if he wasn't yotze yet today, then it's got to be kodem sov zman etilus lulav today that you return it. If there are other people in the house that weren't Yotze yet, it's as if the Baal HaLulav wasn't Yotze yet, because we know he wants it for them. Says the Rama now, Umutur losis lo esrik matana manas shalo yakdishenu lo gormi matana manas la'achzir. You're allowed to tell a person it's yours with the tenai that you're not makdishit. That's not considered an insincere sale. It's a full-fledged sale with the tenai built into it. Similarly, he can make a t'nai that you not give it to anybody else. You know, it could be the person has a delicate arba minim, he trusts you but wouldn't trust a stranger.